Paul Johnson, according to new poll numbers released this week, the governor's approval rating is, for the most part, unchanged.
The High Point University puts out a regular poll looking at the approval rating of Governor McCrory, President Obama, and our two senators. What was interesting is a poll released Monday at morning showed that Governor McCrory's approval rating hovered at about 36%, which is where it's been pretty much dating back to last fall. But his disapproval rating went from 40% from the last survey, which was done just before the coal ash spill in Eden, to 49% in this survey. And that basically was a survey taken 2 weeks after there had been daily publicity about this coal ash spill along the Dan River that's basically put toxic ash along the riverbed of about 70 miles of the river. Right at this point, the people who do the poll for High Point University can't say for certain that it relates to the Dan River, but certainly the timing indicates that.
So when exactly was the poll conducted?
The poll was conducted basically February 16th through 20th. The spill occurred on February 2nd, and it's being compared to results from a poll that was done the last week of January, just before the spill occurred.
And how credible is this poll?
The High Point University Survey Research Center is very credible. It's an independent polling agency through the university. They do polls regularly on a variety of topics, both for the public and for their academic faculty. They've been in existence about 4 years, and it's done in part by students at the university who do this as both for learning experience and for part-time work. So it's a credible poll.
And were those who responded to the poll asked about the spill?
No, survey director Martin Kiefer, who's also an assistant political science professor at High Point University, emphasized to me that the river was not asked as a question, so therefore he cannot at this point say for certain that it is the reason for the increase in Governor McCrory's disapproval rating over the past month or so. But it certainly is interesting, the timing of this poll. You know, there's an expression that sometimes you have to be both good and lucky. High Point University, in terms of this poll, was both good and lucky in that the timing of it just dovetailed perfectly with the timing of the spill.
Governor McCrory spent nearly 30 years as an employee of Duke Energy. Is that influencing these numbers?
You know, that's very hard to say. It certainly, I will say this, it has influenced the coverage of the spill. You know, it's right in, not in our backyard here in High Point, but it's very close to the Piedmont Triad, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and High Point, just north of here in a community on the Virginia-North Carolina border. Certainly a lot of the attention both in our regional media, statewide media, and even a coverage of this event last week by NBC News has emphasized Governor McCrory's long ties to Duke. And also the fact that, for example, Democracy North Carolina, a Durham-based political group, has said that Duke Energy during Governor McCrory's two campaigns for governor, his unsuccessful one in 2008, his successful one in 2012, was the single largest contributor to Governor McCrory's campaign. And between those two campaigns, it totals about $1.1 million.
Governor McCrory isn't on the ballot should he choose to seek re-election until 2016, but the 170 members of the General Assembly are on the ballot in November. Will the Dan River coal ash spill influence the outcome of the election?
David, that's a very good question. I devoted a story I did this past Sunday in the Enterprise to that very subject. And basically what I think it's going to come down to is a couple different things. One is the U.S. Justice Department and federal prosecutors are looking at this case. Depending on what they decide and what they do could determine how long it stays in the public's purview in terms of an issue, and also how the river is cleaned up. If there's a perception that the General Assembly run by the Republicans are making a concerted effort to address this issue and are having some success through the Department of Environment and Natural Resources in cleaning up the river, it would tend to lessen it as an issue. But if the river continues to get worse or more things come out about the toxic ash in the river, it could make it a very complicating factor for Republicans this year. In terms of the political impact, God forbid that there is another coal ash spill at one of these other ponds across the state, between now and November, that would even intensify this as an issue potentially in the 2014 campaign.
Are Republicans distancing themselves from the administration over the coal ash spill?
Not right now. At least the Republican leadership, for sure, is not distancing itself from Governor McCrory. They're being very critical of Duke Energy and saying that Duke Energy dropped the ball in not monitoring this closed plant on the Dan River where this coal ash pond existed. But so far, they are not distancing themselves or criticizing Governor McCrory.
What does Senate President Pro Tem Berger have to say about the spill?
Rockingham County, which is where the spill occurred, is the home county of one of the most powerful members of the General Assembly, Senator Berger, who's the Senate President Pro Tem or head of the Senate. He got out in front of this pretty quickly. He issued a statement the week it occurred saying that there needed to be hearings and that this needed to be addressed as sooner rather than later.
The governor has stated emphatically that he no longer works for Duke Energy, and he's added that his administration is the first to sue the utility. Environmental groups agree that the state did file a suit against Duke, but they claim the McCrory administration filed its suit to block environmental groups from suing, and the result has been an out-of-court settlement that included a slap-on-the-wrist fine and allows Duke many years to clean up its coal ash ponds. Are you hearing from Democrats who are criticizing the administration for its slow response to the spill?
Yeah, you know, this is an issue that I think maybe Democrats feel like they may have some traction on. I know that, for example, one of the legislators I cover, Mary Pricey, she goes by Pricey Harrison from Greensboro, said something very candid. She said she's been amazed to see how many people are jumping now on the environmental bandwagon about coal ash ponds, because last year these were the same people who were wanting regulatory reform and cutting the funding for the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, privately telling her they're very scared of this issue and how it could be perceived.
Paul Johnson is a reporter with a High Point Enterprise newspaper. Paul, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.